Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Every few weeks on Open House, we catch up with the very latest in the amazing world of new media, social media. Often surprising, always interesting, is as our guru, Steve Krieger. Steve, welcome again.
Thanks, Lee.
Who's just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you again.
And a busy day.
It was. It was a busy day. It was a busy day receiving lots of well wishes from various people, and particularly on Facebook.
I had my birthday last month, and I thought the same. I thought birthdays have turned into a really high maintenance day.
They were. I mean, in the past, you'd expect to go down to the letterbox and pick up a few cards, but now what you see on Facebook, because Facebook reminds all the people that are or your friends or your contacts on Facebook of who's having a birthday in that particular week and on that day. And so throughout the day, I was just getting messages constantly of people posting to my wall wishing me well.
I know. You don't like to complain about it because they're all very nice and they're my friends, but I think I actually came back quite exhausted from the day. I think, I don't want to answer that phone anymore. I don't want to answer any more texts or Facebook messages.
Well, it's interesting because you've got so many people on Facebook that you've acquired over the years, people you went to school with or who you've worked with.
Yep.
I was receiving messages from people who I haven't seen since I was 12 years old. I haven't been in contact with since that time, who just post a message, oh, happy birthday, Steve. Now, this person could be sitting next to me right now and I wouldn't even know that was them.
No.
But they, for some reason, thought, and look, I don't want to disregard their well wishes. I think it's fantastic that they wanted to say happy birthday. But it just seems strange that social media creates this intimacy, this relationship that really doesn't actually exist in real life. And hasn't existed in some cases for many years.
What a friendly, kind of friendly age we live
in. Yeah.
Here's a question that I'm sure lots of people have wondered about with new media, social media. If you post something on the internet, how long can it or does it generate interest before people move on to something else? We've now got a bit of an answer to that.
Mm. Yeah, some research that took place recently was looking at how long does a link stay live? So many links are being shared on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. How long can they be posted until people just simply fail to click on them anymore? And they use this terminology of the half-life.
Yes.
And so that's kind of describing the amount of time at which a link will receive half of the clicks it will ever receive after it has reached its peak.
Okay.
And so what we found in this, well, not we, what the researchers found was that on Twitter, you've got 2.8 hours. That's your kind of your half-life, your core clicking time.
Yes.
On Facebook, that's 3.2 hours. So it's a little bit longer. And on instant messages and those kind of email, you've got 3.4 hours. So really, it's a very short period of time that you have in this world where information is flowing so freely and so constantly. If you're sharing a link, if it's not clicked on in a short period of time, it's really not going to get clicked on at all.
It's pretty high maintenance then, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yes.
Which is probably why we feel this stress so constantly to keep up with what's going on, because if we miss it, we're not going to find it again.
It's a good point. Any clues about what sort of stuff maintains an interest over a longer period of time? And how we deliver that or consume that? Maybe that we go viral?
Yeah, I mean, the viral element is an interesting one. The key to so many of the popular viral videos is that emotive element. So the things that pull the heartstrings or the things that really genuinely make you laugh. And they're the kinds of things that we love to share with other people. There's also the element of a link or a piece of content that says something about us. You know, this speaks directly about the kind of person that I am. And I want you and all the people that I know to see this because it makes me look a particular way. And thirdly, the category that receives so much attention is when there's some breaking news. So we've seen this and we've discussed this earlier on this year, you know, when there've been earthquakes or tsunamis or floods, those kind of links have a very, very short half-life, but get a lot of attention very quickly.
Yeah. YouTube probably registers attention for longer than most other things, it seems.
It does. I'm not sure why that is. Videos increasingly popular. In fact, you know, this is the medium of the future, as people want to spend less time reading and more time viewing, and so that perhaps is reflected by the length of time that YouTube videos stay alive.
We've had a rush of cat videos from YouTube into our house in recent times. My wife gets up at about 1 o'clock, 1:30 the other morning, thinking that our 21-year-old daughter Sophie is crying in the middle of the night, and she's out on the computer chuckling to these stupid cat videos.
It's like funniest home videos all over again.
No, endlessly.
Yes.
Let's now move to probably too many of us. Our mobile phone, especially our smartphone, has become such an essential part of life.
Mm.
Where would we be without them? But what about when you lose it? Well, now all is not lost, at least as one family found out.
Mm. A family in Mossman, so the same suburb that Madeleine Pulver had that terrible bomb hoax
in Sydney recently. Yes.
On the very same day, a teenage girl there also lost her iPhone. And so what followed was an interesting story to try and retrieve it. She let her dad know at 2:30 on that day that her iPhone had been stolen and that she wanted him to track that lost iPhone on his iPad.
So Which you can do.
You can do. So you can install software on your iPhone so that if it is lost, you can then activate that, and using the GPS tracking feature that's on most smartphones, it can follow that iPhone wherever it may go. So a good thing, I guess, for us who might have our phone stolen is that it can be very easily tracked. So this phone is kind of wandering along. It was a girl from school who she suspected had stolen it. And they got up to the bus stop at Mossman where the phone, where they'd been directed to by the iPad. But the phone had gone. They were a little bit too late. And so as the afternoon continued, they got the police in and managed to then ping the phone from the iPad, which made the phone ring in the bag of the thief.
Wow.
At which point that she ran away. The police went on to track her down to catch her and retrieve the iPhone. So it's amazing. I mean, the problem is for police, from a story very similar to this in Melbourne earlier this year, is that the law hasn't quite caught up with the technology.
Of course not.
So the user is able to track down their phone, but the police don't actually, at least in Victoria at this time, weren't able to use that as sufficient evidence in order to get into the house where the phone had been located. So a guy in a tram in Melbourne had lost his iPhone or his iPad. He knew where it was. He tracked it. He told the police, this is where my phone is. And that wasn't considered evidence enough to break down the doors of that house and get his iPhone out.
Time for a bit of a catch-up with the law.
Absolutely.
Let's finally go to post-secret coming to a phone near you. I've never heard about this until now.
Neither had I, Lee, so we're both sitting on the same page.
That comforts me enormously.
So apparently PostSecret has been around since 2004, and they produce books, and they also have a blog, and they allow you to, on a postcard, write down a secret, something that you haven't told other people, and then send it in to them. And then they share those secrets on their blog and also in their books and now on a iPhone app.
It's a bit weird.
It is a little bit weird. And I think, I mean, some of the secrets there, you know, someone that, you know, people sharing that they're still in love with their, you know, girlfriend from 100 years ago, or that, you know, one girl admitted that she reads her boyfriend's emails without him knowing every day. And so all these things that you don't want to share with the people that you care most about, you can share anonymously online or using your iPhone. So it's a strange culture that we've developed.
Sure.
You know, social media makes us and provides us with the tools to share so much of our lives publicly, and yet some of these things that we don't feel able to share publicly, we want to have an outlet for. And so anonymously through PostSecret, although interestingly, you need to include your location, your broad location when you post these secrets.
Okay.
You're able to do that now.
It's an amazing world in which we live. Mm. How much is it changing? Not only the communications task and challenge and enjoyment, but also changing people themselves.
Mm.
Steve Krieger, always great to chat. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.